When Seniors Explode. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The TSA has protected the flying public from toddlers, pregnant women, and now it's the elderly's turn.
Do I look like a terrorist?
No, Lenore Zimmerman, you're 85. You do not look like a terrorist. But that's exactly the point. Your defibrillator, walker, and wheelchair make you look too innocent and therefore liable to explode. We have to be honest. Many elderly people are like walking medical supply outlets, bristling with hiding places. Like Ruth Sherman, age 88, who was also searched at JFK last week.
Her week-long Thanksgiving holiday with family in New York ending with an ordeal that started when the screeners wanted to check the bulge from Sherman's colostomy bag.
This is private for me. It's bad enough that I have it.
Apparently, she doesn't realize that there are entire Pakistani provinces where they do nothing but train elderly terrorists to hide C4 in their colostomy bags. Then there's 60-something Linda Kalish, who thought she could sneak her insulin pump past the TSA agent, being that it was attached to her thigh. But they're onto that little ruse.
She said, take down your pants, because I had to take my pants down so she could see it.
Yes, the airports are the one place where we actually require the kind of conduct that gets coaches fired. But what can we do? The consequences, if they let the wrong person through, are unthinkable. So how about this? We tell the TSA to lighten up on the old people, and we passengers promise that if an 88-year-old semi-disabled terrorist tries to make a run at the cockpit, we will take her down ourselves and rip the tennis balls off her walker as a warning to others. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.